With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Veterans gathered on the beaches of Normandy to mark the 81st anniversary of the D-Day landings.
101-year-old Wally King, a fighter pilot, walked to the grave of Major Henry Shurrells, Jr.
Henry, we're here to honor you. We're here to remember you and your sacrifice on that early spring day.
102-year-old Papa Jake Larson landed on Normandy Beach. 81 years later, he still comes back for those who didn't make it.
They had no families. So they looked forward to us coming.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Obrega-Garcia is back in the U.S. facing charges of trafficking, immigrants, and contraband.
Obrega-Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice. On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Obrega-Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling.
Garcia had been mistakenly deported to a Salvadorian prison. The Senate is moving toward eliminating fees automakers are forced to pay when their fleets fall short of federal guidelines. More from Bob Agnew.
A version of the Big Beautiful Bill coming out of the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee brings the penalty for not complying with DOT rules down to zero. Republicans say it's about bolstering the U.S. economy. In a written statement, Committee Chairman Senator Ted Cruz writes the bill would, quote, unleash America's full economic potential. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks rose on Wall Street Friday following a better-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500 climbed 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average adding another 1%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2% yesterday. This is SRN News. The Kennedy Center begins June with faith-filled content.
The center kicked off June by debuting the Angel Studios hit film, The King of Kings, an animated movie that goes through the life of Jesus. There were two showings of the film on June 1st as part of the center's effort to revamp its family-focused programming to include more faith-based content. Both shows were reportedly sold out. The center called it, quote, a heartwarming weekend of family, faith, and film, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
There's a new church in the Southern Baptist Convention, and its members are mostly Polynesian. Baptist Press reports the church is located in a suburb of Salt Lake City, Utah. It's all because Pastor David Sturgeon had a heart for bringing Polynesian people to Christ. He says there was a need for evangelical, English-speaking, Polynesian-led biblical churches and small groups in the area. This is SRN News. The Israeli military struck several sites in Beirut's southern suburbs that it said held underground facilities used by Hezbollah for drone production.
The Israeli military described the locations as underground facilities used by Hezbollah to produce drones. Footage appears to show secondary explosions, suggesting that ammunition was being stored in at least one of the locations hit. What the Israeli military haven't explained is why this attack had to happen at night, shortly after 10 o'clock. Israel has carried out frequent airstrikes across Lebanon on targets it says are linked to Hezbollah.
That's BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega reporting from Beirut. The Israeli army said in a statement that Hezbollah was working to produce thousands of drones under the guidance of financing of Iran terrorist groups. Senate Republicans making changes to their party's sweeping tax bill in hopes of preserving a new policy regarding AI. This is SRN News.